Hey, Adolfo here with Nerdstalker, here with another great company. This time it's Dolly Drive here on the floor. So, Lee, what can you tell me? First of all, your name and what do you do at Dolly Drive?
I'm the head of marketing at Dolly Drive.
Excellent. So, you know, give us the gist of what is Dolly Drive?
So Dolly Drive is an all-in-one cloud solution for the Mac ecosystem. We do online backup, we do online storage, and we even, because we take backup seriously, within our application, you could do a bootable clone on an external drive. So it's a full and complete data protection and access solution, but it's built for Mac users. It's beautiful, it's intuitive, it's elegant, it's exactly what you would expect from a Mac-centric product.
So a lot of our, you know, viewers and listeners are asking, you know, what's the difference between Dolly Drive and obviously someone like a Backblaze, for instance, or a, to the other extent, Dropbox?
Gotcha. Well, we're all in one. I mean, we bring those features all into a single application. Compared to other online backup providers, you're gonna get similar features. I mean, you're gonna get version backup, unlimited version backup. It's gonna do it, and you can schedule it however often you want. One of the things that really makes it very Mac-centric, two things that really make it very Mac-centric, are the fact that we allow you to view and restore your files by application. Mac users tend to really use applications, right? And like I do that. If I open up, I don't go to a file and open up a file. I don't go to a folder and open a file. I go to Keynote, and then I open my most recent, or last week, or all. That's how we think, and Dolly Drive thinks the same way. So if you're looking for a file, you go to the application, or you search in the, and there's a search bar, and you would search a word that's in the title, and then it would show you all the different applications that word exists in. You're like, oh yeah, it was a Keynote, it was a PowerPoint, it was a Word doc. The other thing is we allow you to do incremental backups of large files. So if you have a virtual system, there's, you know, like a Parallels type thing, you can then you should be able to do incremental backups of that. You don't have to sweep the entire thing again. It's getting the deltas, which makes it faster, it makes it less resource intensive. It's important. You're backing up your iPhoto library, your iTunes library, that stuff can all be backed up. So it's really Mac-centric, and we talked about the elegance. So that's how it's different than those. Okay. The other thing is, as I said, it's all in one, is that it's also cloud storage. It gives you that Dropbox-type functionality, but you don't have to have local versions. It can all be in the cloud. And what that does is it expands your hard drive. I mean, your hard drive becomes irrelevant, right? Like, you can have a 250-gig hard drive, but you can have 2 terabytes of information in the cloud. It's all seamless and accessible. It frees you from that challenge of I'm running out of space.
So if I have a video file on my local drive, or actually in my Dolly Drive, in my cloud, I want to play my movie, what happens?
You can play, you would click on it, it would open up as though it was on your hard drive, but it's actually in the cloud, super fast. You'd watch your movie. You could then share your movie. You send it tokens for somebody to watch it in the folder that it's in, or send the movie itself. You could also watch that movie on your iDolly app on your phone or your iPad. You could watch that movie on your other Mac computer that has your Dolly Drive app. Basically, what we've done is we've separated your stuff from the hard drive, and we've said it's not relevant. Your hard drive's not relevant anymore.
So you guys are doing a lot of, I mean, that's streaming intensive kind of stuff too.
Yeah, it is streaming intensive. There's local caches. So if you open a file, it's going to create a local cache.
Oh, cool.
So that way, if you do go offline for any reason, you still have the files you're using most frequently, but you don't need to waste that space on pictures from 3 years ago that you love to have, but you don't really need. And if you do choose to sync locally, you just select local sync, and it'll automatically sync those all the time. So you have granular control over what you're holding on to and what you're not.
So pricing, you guys are comparable to the others, it sounds like. Obviously, you probably got all the way from like consumer, someone who needs very little, to enterprise, it sounds like.
Exactly.
And can you talk about that? But it sounds like you're more full-featured.
Sure. I mean, we're all in one. We're all those features. You're probably paying for a lot of these features already with different people. We're bringing it all in one. From 50 gigs to 8 terabytes, you can get that personally. We also have a family plan. You could buy 2 terabytes and a lot different amounts to, you know, your child, your spouse, your cousin, your parents. It gives more control over making sure everybody's using it, and that saves money. For example, our 250 gigabyte account is $10 a month. If you were to buy a full year, obviously that price goes down about $72. So it's relatively inexpensive, and you can try it out free at dollydrive.com.